Assessing the damage of India's worst rail accident in decades, Prime Minister Narendra Modi visits the site of the tragedy in Balasore in Odisha state. The destruction is overwhelming, the loss immeasurable. Hundreds of people died in the crash. A rescue and recovery operation marked with bodies scattered across the tracks, and passengers feared trapped in overturned carriages. The scene, survivors say, looked like a war zone.
The carriage started shaking. We got scared when we realized what was going on. We tried to get out. We broke the windows and managed to get out.
The accident happened when a passenger train derailed and collided with a freight train on a nearby track. Minutes later, a third train plowed into the wreckage. Nearby hospitals are overwhelmed. Families of the victims desperately wait for updates, hoping their loved ones survived. Faced with limited medical resources, people have lined up in clinics, ready to donate blood.
There is no greater satisfaction than to save someone's life by donating blood. And that is why we volunteered.
More than 12 million people commute in the country's railways every day. Accidents are common, but not of this scale.
A high-level committee has been formed to look into this incident. The Rail Safety Commissioner will also do an inquiry, and they will go and find the root cause of this accident. Why did this happen? All the technical details would be found out by them.
The government has invested heavily in India's railway network, but outdated equipment continues to be a problem and a liability. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.